Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. And we got a neat treat tonight. We got Joanne Leo on the line, and she does numerology. And she has a whole different way of seeing things. I think you'll really have fun and enjoy her. So make sure that when she picks on you, you give her your birthday and your name. All right, I'm going to bring Joanne on. Hi, Joanne. How are you doing?
I'm good, Kelly Jo. How are you?
I am good. And you do numerology, right?
I do that, and I also read those Schuster cards as well.
Yes. You'll have to tell people what those are, because I don't think people know what those are.
Yeah, they're a very unique deck. It was developed in the 80s by an astrologer and a tarot card reader. So they're read astrologically and also psychically on a tarot level. But they don't look like any tarot deck you ever saw. So I changed the name because people didn't know what Schuster was, and I call it tarot with a twist. And that's
there you
because
go.
Of the astrological, and it's great because if they have a particular question, I can read it like an astrologer would to go to the house to get the right answer. So I combine those along with the numerology, and as you know, numerology is 3,000-year-old science, and it's connected to your soul. So our soul never dies, and we go from lifetime to lifetime, as you know. And when you're up in heaven, you make a blueprint. So the name on your birth certificate and your birth date is how you're registered in heaven. So tonight, what I'm going to do is just a little snippet. And when I do have a caller, I'll do their first name and their birth date and give them a little message. But if they want the whole spectrum on their soul chart, then they can contact me.
Okay, and how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can always text me or call me at 727-743-3400. Or I have email, which is psychic Joanne, Joanne Leo, at Gmail. And I have a webpage, joanneleo.com.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll get started. I'll have you go first.
Okay.
720. Whoops. Hello, 720.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hi.
Where are you from? And give us your birthday so she can do you first.
Okay. My name is Laura, and I'm from Colorado, and my birthday is 12/2/74.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name is what?
Laura.
Laura? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. There's a little
L-A-U-R-A.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're all in a, affected by this universal year of a five, and we'll know that it's kind of crazy because we don't know, it changes from day to day, you know? So it's kind of like, we're all trying to find our little niche to get back to being organized and and trying to get back to some sort of normal. But your particular year that you're in right now is kind of exciting because you've just been through a year and a half of up, down, in, around, and it's not always an easy rodeo when we go through that cycle, but it's God's way of saying to us, what do we need to learn here? People, places, and things. And so, Laura, it'll be like you going up into an attic that you had your emotions, people, places, things, events in the last year and a half, and you decide, what are the treasures? What are my treasures, the keepers? What needs to go? And stuff that I need to think about so that I can make a better decision and move forward in my life. So a lot of times during that cycle, people will leave their jobs, they'll move, relationships will go through a redefining or that type of thing. And it's definitely not an easy cycle, but now you're home free. Now you're on a whole brand new cycle where you can take your lessons and move forward. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay, and I see you getting a different job, a better job, and there's a chance to move in beginning of 2022 for you.
Okay. Oh, good. I did just put in for some jobs here. I think I'm kind of selling myself short, but I feel like I want to start out slow a little bit. And, yeah, we do move a lot.
So you are going to get a better job, and it's going to stretch you. That's good. It's going to be outside of your comfort zone, but you're going to do it so well, you're going to shock your little self.
Well, I hope so, right?
There you go.
I'm not trying to go for the money. I mean, I want the money, but I'm trying to do
you're
something.
You're
going to
get the money whether you want
heart.
It or not.
Yeah.
Oh,
love it.
So just
even
say
better.
Thank you very
yes,
much and
that.
Quit shooting yourself in the foot.
Okay.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short.
I know that I am. I just, I feel like if I
just
dive
stop.
Head in first, I'm going to freak out and then be like, screw this. Does that make sense?
You need to
no,
quit sabotaging yourself. Just move forward one step at a time. That's what courage
yeah,
is. If you're up on the side of the mountain, ain't nobody going to come get your butt. You're going to have to get your own butt down. So
yes,
you do it one step at a time.
I know. I'm still waiting for my savior. I don't somebody.
No,
save.
You saved yourself.
Exactly.
I know this. I do know this. I'm hard-headed. I'm a Sagittarius.
All I'm going to say, life is about choices. And Kelly Jo took the words right out of my mouth. But I was going to say, you're the one who's sabotaging yourself.
Right. I think people do that. No, I do get that. I know it's my opportunity now. So.
Okay. I hope you have a good day.
All right. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We got 616. All right. I'll go first, then you'll go second. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, 616.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, it's 216. I'm like, I'm sorry about that. And I heard, it's
I'm
Karen,
sorry.
And I'm from. That's okay. Don't worry about it. I was listening anyway, but I heard the mute go off. That's why.
Everything's
I got
wonderful.
Dyslexia and my numbers bounce all over the place. I'm sorry.
I know. Hey, I don't. Worry. Oh my
god.
I have a question, Kelly Jo.
Do you
I'm
have
so
a question?
Good about this. Yes. I've talked to you before. I foster dogs. Well, I just adopted one of my fosters. I couldn't let her go. She was a skeleton when I got her. Her name is Olive. I absolutely adore her. She's 8 years old. What I want to know is when I go back to work, it's probably going to be 2 days or 3 days. Will I be able to find the right dog walker or babysitter that's within
yeah,
reasonable
will.
Amount? Oh, please tell me.
I see
I'm not
a young
her
kid, like a young girl about, you know, a teenager, and she'll play with it and walk it and give it treats and play ball and take her to the dog park, and it'll be fine.
I'll find a young one, because there's a man in my development that wants to babysit. His name is Craig. I just don't know about him. I don't know. He's older than me. He
he's fine. He'd be fine with the dog, too. He'd play ball and
he keeps hinting.
And be really good with the dog, too.
And he'd be cheaper. But you do feel it's going to work out. I'm going to be able to do this financially.
You're
going to
be fine.
I know.
The dog's going to be fine.
Okay. She's so
go
wonderful.
Ahead, do you want Joanne to do your number?
Yeah. Let me. Yeah, sure.
All right, give her your name and birthday, and she'll do your number.
Okay, thank you, Kelly Jo, very
much.
You're
welcome.
My name's Sharon.
Okay.
September 1st, and do you need my year also?
No, that's good, because I'm just going to do what's going on this year.
Okay.
So this is the year. You know, it doesn't surprise me that you're concerned about this, your pup here, because you're in a personal year of about what goes on in my home, my family. Well, our pets have become our family members. That's just the way
they are. Oh, absolutely.
It's all about work. It's all about responsibility this year, and it's also about nurturing.
Work is a lot of responsibility, but I love it. You're right.
But I'm going to tell you that you're going to be hit a little harder in July, August, and September with more work or longer hours. So it's good that you're planning on have somebody to check on your pup, because it's going to get a little bit demanding. I don't know if they're cutting back or if they're just behind, but I'm feeling like you're going to have to shore up, because it's definitely going to be more pressure, more hours, more work. And you might be doing the work of two people for a short period of time.
Yeah, because we're at home right now. So I only when I go back, I'm going to worry about the dog. So now I'm with him. But I can see that. It's a demanding job, and I love it. And it's great pay and benefit. So I'll do whatever they ask me to do.
Absolutely. But I do feel that it's a great year. And I really feel like things are going to all start falling into place in October, November, and December. But, you know, this is going to be flexible. That's what I'm telling everybody in this five universal year. We have to be flexible, because nothing's set in stone. Everything's changing by the day, by the week, by the month, you know. So flexible is the key here.
Wonderful. Got it.
All right, Sharon.
Thank you. And thank you, Kelly Jo. Thank you, both of you, okay?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Have a nice evening. Thank you.
Okay, 305. Hello, 305.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly. What's your name, where you're from, and Joanne will need your birthday and your name.
My name is Eileen. I'm from South Florida, and my birthday is June 28, 51.
All right. Okay. Eileen, is that spelled with an E or an I?
E-I-L-E-E-N.
Okay, that's the only thing I was missing. I love you got the sizzle in your name. You don't like to be told what to do, how to do it, where to do it, when to do it. But this is definitely a year for flexible is like got to be your middle name. But I do feel that things are going to start lightening up. Also, too, don't be so hard on yourself, because I think you pick on yourself. Would you say you're a picky person?
I like quality and I like integrity.
Okay. Would you say that you're a perfectionist?
Well, I do the best I can. Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, because it's in your month and your day. See, that's why I'm saying picky or perfectionistic. You know, I like to use good, better, best, never let it rest. Until your good is better and your better is best, is giving it your best shot. Sometimes, and that's one of your lessons to learn in this lifetime. But I do feel like there's a raise coming or a better position coming. If you're, I don't know, are you in your own business or do you work?
Yes, my whole life I'm self-employed.
Okay, that's what I felt. I felt like you're in your own business. But I do feel like financially, year end, October, November, December, things are financially going to You're going to have a good chunk going on there. All your hard work is, you know, beginning to come to fruition because it's been a crazy up and down time. Am I correct on that?
My whole life is up and down. I have Uranus conjunct Mercury. You know, it's my $5 today, $500 tomorrow. And I've learned how to just accept it all.
I understand. But this is where you have to be a good steward of your money. But I do feel like you're going to, this is definitely going to be a lot more fun. And I feel like your creativity's got to, you're going to come up with a new idea or a new product or something, a new service that you're, or you're going to embellish on one that you have that's even going to be better.
Yeah, I want to do my own fabric line, but the problem is that doing it, it's very costly, and then I can't retail it because the materials, and what I really want is to produce it on cotton, like from China, from Japan, you know, like really beautiful, or from France. So it hasn't come together yet, but I got all the other pieces with somebody who did it in a repeat, and I have a client who wants it for her sofa. But at this point, I haven't gone out and jumped in and bought 500 yards.
Well,
I have to...
starting in July, all the way through year end, you'll have it cranking. So
I'll have it cranking.
Yeah, you'll have it together.
Okay.
You'll have what you need, the material, and getting things to fruition. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Because I am an artist. I'm a painter, so I'm always selling my work. Whether it's cards or prints, or I'm constantly moving and working for 50 years on this.
Well, that's great. What do you get, Cal?
You're going to find a business that does fabric in France, and you're going to work together in tandem, and they have like an old bolt factory, you know, fabric bolt factory.
Okay.
And upholstery factory, you know, and cloth factory. It's a cloth factory. And you're going to work in tandem. You're going to find them on a whim, and they do beautiful, you know, fabrics for furniture and stuff like that. And they do, like, old-worldy type stuff. And you're going to collaborate with them, and you'll be able to do your bolts of fabric.
Okay, because I want quality, and I want to be able to sell it by the yard so people can make clothing.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I'm going to work in tandem with them, and they're old-worldy, and they're in Europe, and they're French.
Yeah. And they have all the machines. There's like a stretchy machine with a roller thingamabobby, and it's mechanical.
Okay. Well, will I meet them in America, these people?
You're going to hear about something. It's like... This leads to this. And then you're gonna talk on the phone first, and then fly over there.
Super, sounds great.
And
okay.
Then you're also gonna do export import business with different stuff like a coalition, and you're gonna get commissioned to do painting.
Okay.
So there you go, all in a handbasket.
Do you see it during in the next couple of months? Or next year.
You're going to work on the factory thing in France. That's going to happen probably I think you'll know what you're doing by, it'll happen before the end of this year.
Perfect. Okay. All right, Kelly. I'm going to stay in touch with you. I love you. And I love the, Joanne. Okay,
Joanne Leo.
So you are she. Okay, great. Okay. All right. Thank you both very much, and my heart is singing, and I'm in a home design and remodel show this weekend, and I can't wait. Maybe I'll meet some people there.
You never know.
I know, because I'm bringing my rug samples and my pillows and things like that. So
you're
going to
throw lots of rugs. Get ready.
Oh, I'm so excited because I'm bringing about 7 or 8 samples.
You're going to sell out.
Well, I got to take orders and design them for people's homes. These are just samples, but yeah, great.
I know, but I mean, you're gonna have tons of sales.
I'm so excited. I will let you know.
Your pillows are
going to
be a big hit.
Okay, great, because it's a whole different market for me. I've never done a show in that part of Florida.
Oh, you're going to have fun.
Great.
Okay, great, ladies. Thank you.
All
I
right,
really
then.
Appreciate you. Good night.
All
have
right.
a nice evening.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That went well. Oh, if you guys want to get a hold of me, I'm KellyJoePsychic.com or 561-333-5367. All right, now, the other number is 347. Hello, 347.
Hello, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Tanika.
Okay, Tanika, what's your question?
Well, I would like to know what you guys see from me as far as moving and relationships. And
what's
I could be
birthday?
Specific. It's 9378.
Go ahead, Joanne.
Well, definitely moving this year. Are you undecided right now? Because I feel like you don't know what direction to go.
Yeah, I am kind of, and it's also financial issues because I live in New York, Long Island, New York, and it's very expensive to try to even find a studio or a room to rent. So I'm debating if I should move to Florida. I don't know if I should try to go to Florida, but it's hard to find a job. I haven't gotten any luck, or move to Georgia with my father. So I don't want drama with his wife and his daughter. So it's like,
well, there's a lot of growth in Georgia. You know, just because your father lives there doesn't mean you have to. You could still get your own place and do your own vibe. Georgia's growing as much, if not more, than Florida, because they have a lot of industrial bases there too. So. But I do feel as moving, it's like you are confused. You don't know what's up, what's down, what's in, what's out, but you definitely have to make a move because I don't really think you can afford where you're at, but you definitely need employment. So I would definitely look towards Atlanta.
Marietta, Georgia.
Yeah. I got Georgia. What'd you get, Cal?
I got Marietta, Georgia. She's going to get a job there. Apply for administrative business, and you don't have to live with your family, and you'll get a little apartment, and there you go, bada boom, bada bing.
That's what
I would love
feeling.
That.
Exactly.
I would love
that. I couldn't think of that word, Kelly, Marietta, but I knew it was outside of Atlanta.
Yeah, so that's what I see. So put your applications out in Georgia.
Right. I would love that, you know. I would love that. Because
and I think you're going to like Georgia better because it has more seasons than Florida. Florida has two seasons.
Yeah, and
like
you know, and I see you eventually getting a little red brick house. And it has one of those, like, cast iron little trellises with flowers on it, on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And it has three steps up. And it has, it's an older home, it's all redone, and it has, you know, the pane glass windows, the huge picture windows?
Mm-hmm.
It has picture windows, and it has three of them in it.
Wow.
They don't make them anymore, and it's riced up on brick. You know, it's a crawl space. And I think it does have an upstairs because it looks like it has a, the thingamabobby that looks like a little house, a dormer.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So there you go, kiddo.
I would love that. There is someone that I care about. He kind of came back recently. I don't know if he's going to be a part of
that
my life.
That ain't going to work. Leave it alone. Go forward. Never mind.
I got to know. If they leave and then they come back in and they leave and they come back, it never works.
Nah.
No.
Do you know which person I'm talking about? Because there's a few different, not a few, but.
Well, you're going to go totally new. Quit going backwards, sweetie.
Yeah.
That's why you don't move forward. You're stuck in the past. Cut it out. You can't catch lightning in a bottle twice.
Right. Okay.
So you're going to start all fresh and new. That's your new motto. Stick it on a post-it note on your mirror. There you go. Bada boom, bada bing.
That's right.
Numerology-wise, does it have something to do with the year that I'm in?
Yeah, it's a power year. If you exercise your power, I am on the page with Kelly psychically that I pick up that there's no backwards, there's no reinventing on past relationships where they come and they go or the back and the no, absolutely not. Clean slate. I'm with Kelly on that one. I do feel that you're definitely going to move by fall. You're going to be somewhere. I'm with the Georgia, the Marietta thing. I couldn't think of that town, but I knew it was outside of Atlanta. But you got to get positive and you got to move forward. You got to get unstuck. And there are plenty of jobs, you know, so get that out of your head too. There's plenty of jobs.
Yeah, I've been looking.
And you're very good. And you might even be get a management position, entry level. So just go for it.
All right.
There you go.
I'll look.
All right. You have a good night.
Thank you.
All right. 845. Hi, 845.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name? And I'll do you first. Where you from?
My name is Maria. I call you from New York.
What's your question?
My question is, you see, I got to get a settlement. Is it going to be soon? Is it going to buy a property in Italy, near the war?
Yep, and then you're going to end up living there.
Where, in Italy? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he going to get it soon or going to get a good settlement?
You're going to get your settlement's probably come on docket. Looks like mid-year. And then it looks like fall time you'll go out looking for a house.
Near the water?
You're going to look for a house in Italy after you get your settlement mid-year.
She wants to know if it'll be near the water.
Yes.
You think I'm going to go this year in Italy?
What's your birthday?
May 15.
It probably won't be till October, November, or December.
Right, that's what I was telling her.
Yeah, that's what I got numerology-wise, Cal. October, November, December.
And you're gonna buy a house like Tuscany Sun and fix it all up.
Oh. All right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
You too.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
631.
Oh, hi. Thank you. My name is Suzanne. Did you want my birthday?
Yeah, because Joanne's going first. Go ahead.
What's it?
Oh, October 5th.
Well, this is kind of like a balancing act for you this year. You know, I'm making decisions. No procrastination. Were you thinking of making some changes work-wise or home-wise?
Well, maybe home-wise, but definitely job-wise. I'm working part-time. I just applied to a bus company today where I used to work, and then I went on 3 dates with one gentleman, and I want to see what you saw with that.
Well, what's his birthday?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. It's in November. He's a Scorpio. I know it's November.
What's his first name?
Scott.
Does he have a communication problem here, or is he kind of cagey when he talks?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
he's kind of cagey. He's not a great, you know, when it comes to communication, he kind of just talks on surface stuff. He doesn't talk on deep stuff, correct?
Right, yeah. Like he, I texted him yesterday. He never texted me back. Then he says he's going to, then it was like 2 hours ago. He goes, oh, I'll call you soon. And then he hasn't called yet unless he's going to call later. I don't know.
Here's my motto, Suzanne. Next.
Well, is there going to be a next? Because I'm a nice
not
person.
Him. Not him. Somebody else.
Do you know when?
What do you, yeah, let's see here. I'd say coming up the next 6 months, you've got potential of meeting a couple people. What do you get, Cal?
Yeah, you're going to meet a tall, sexy blonde and a man that isn't real tall. He's only 5'10", but he's very lovely. Beard
yeah,
and mustache.
I like him. Mm-hmm.
And you got a choice of two. And you say that you're going to drive a bus?
I'm not drive a bus. I'm a lunch monitor now, but it's not enough
hours.
Oh,
yeah, I remember you. Yeah, you're going to be on the bus.
Yeah, well, I just called them. I called them a couple of months ago. They didn't rehire me because I worked for them
you're
a couple
be
of
on
years
the
ago.
Bus. You're going to
you
be
know
on
when?
The next, whenever, well, school's getting ready to, what, summer?
Well, they have summer school that starts July 1st or July.
Summer, what did I just say?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Riding the bus, being the monitor in the summertime, there you go, and then it'll probably leak over to winter.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know when they're going to call me? Because I just called them today.
No, but you're going to ride on a bus, you're going to be a monitor, there you go. And whenever summer happens, it's before school starts. There you go.
Yeah,
because I applied for a summer job where I am, but if the bus...
Excuse me, you're going to be a monitor.
Okay.
So wherever you apply, they're going to hire you. That school is going to hire you.
Oh, I just applied to a bus company that I worked for, though, 2 years ago.
You're going to be a monitor on a bus. That's what they're telling me.
Okay, great. And so you think this guy is just, I know, sometimes he's gibberish. Not gibberish, but I don't know, he's going
to
call,
no,
he's not going
to
call.
No, you need to drop him like hot potato because he's an
no,
asshole.
No, he's a jerk.
You know,
no,
really? If you're that desperate, you ain't hit with an ugly stick and you're fine. So don't be desperate.
Yeah, it's not him. He's, you know,
do you think he's seeing somebody else?
It doesn't matter, does it? Thank you.
No.
Have
okay,
a good
thank
night.
You. You too.
Okay.
Well, we were on the same page on that one, Cal.
Well, that no. 914. What's your name? What's your birthday? So Joanne can do your thing.
Sure, thank you. My name is Catherine, and my birthday is June 26th.
All right. And, Catherine, do you spell that with a K or a C?
A C.
Okay. So, that's you.
Oh, do I ask my question, or do I?
Well, just a second, honey. Hold on.
Oh, sure.
She's doing your numerology, hon. She needs to add it up.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. I'm
okay,
sorry.
So this is really great because the last 12 to 18 months has not been your easy rodeo. But now you're on a brand new cycle. This is like taking a fresh breath of air and really moving forward here. I feel like you have some issues with or questions about relationships or whatever. I feel that there's two relationships here. But I will tell you what I feel is don't go backwards with somebody you dated before and now they're back in or whatever. I don't know, but I just feel like there's two relationships. And I do feel like this is a time for you to get your self-esteem back in order from your past boo-boos and work on doing some inner self-esteem work, okay?
Yes. Yes, that does resonate.
You do have to get your confidence up here, and you can't let the past affect your future. The past is just a learning experience. What did I learn yesterday, and what am I going to learn tomorrow? So take your boo-boos and make them your successes.
That's awesome. That's so empowering.
Yes, with that. And that's why we have to go through sometimes disappointments in life so that we can learn and we can grow. All right, Kel, what do you get, honey?
Well, I'm seeing expansion for you, and you're really starting to get a better attitude. You know, I'm hearing that song, I Got a New Attitude. That's your song. Look it up. you're going to get your mojo back, and you're going to be stepping into new arenas and new opportunities, and stop saying no. Say yes.
I met this man today. We had a meeting, and he wants to work with me. So it seems like a go then from what you're saying. I could trust him.
This is a work. Is that for work or romance?
For work.
Okay. I feel like you're on the right track for environment, but you also have to work on yourself on personal relationships.
Yes, definitely. Wow. Well, thank you, ladies, so much.
Welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay. 1111. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yep.
What's your name, where you're from, what's your question?
Hi, ma'am. My name is Melissa, Arizona. And my question is, can you please tell me about the new interest?
You need to fix your phone because you sound like a garble.
Oh, you mean a touch cam?
I couldn't understand.
At all. Hello?
Okay, my question is, I have a new interest, and his name is David. Can you tell me anything about him?
So you have a new man in your life named David?
Yes. Well, what do you think about him? Like, do you see it being a relationship after our assignment
You're
is done?
You're dating, getting to know each other.
Yes.
You know, I see you guys talking a lot. Right?
Okay. Yes.
You know, and you guys enjoy each other's company. That's why it's called dating, honey. You can't gork him and have it be instantaneous. You got to get to know each other. So you're getting to know each other, and it'll be pleasurable, and you both will enjoy each other, and you'll get to know each other. Oh, she dropped off.
Okay.
I guess she didn't like what I said. All right, let me see.
That connection wasn't good anyway, Joe.
Well, there she is again. She popped back in. We'll try it again, I guess.
Okay.
Hello, 111, are you there? Whoops, wrong one. Hold on. Hello, are you there?
Hi,
ma'am.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I won't take much of your time. Thank you so much for caring about us. So
and
can you tell me if you...
Give Joanne your birthday and she'll do your number.
1178.
What?
11-3-78-78.
And what's your first name?
Melissa, November 3rd, 1978.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, did you see this going to a relationship, you said, ma'am, yes or no?
You're getting to know each other.
Okay.
You know, you're enjoying each other. It's you guys are going to take it low and slow and enjoy each other and get to know each other. I see you getting to know each other for, you know, this year. You'll date, you go out, you'll talk, you'll discuss, you'll get to know each other.
Okay. And I feel you're going to meet somebody in addition to him, and then you'll have a choice.
Okay.
I'm not so sure about this guy. He's kind of like, I don't know if he just tells you or talks on just the surface, but I'm not feeling like he's hard to get to know. And I don't know if that's because he's manipulative or not, but I do feel like you're going to meet somebody else, and then you'll have a choice between the two.
Okay.
So remain open and just enjoy. You know, you got to learn to go with the flow, hon. You can't control everything.
Yep.
Okay?
Exactly.
That is true.
Enjoy and have
okay.
fun. All right, hon. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let me see. I lost track of where I was, so I don't know if I did 911. I don't know if I did 914 or not.
Yes, we
hello,
did.
914.
914 was Catherine. That was Catherine. We did that.
Oh, we did 914. Okay, sorry. Oops. 510.
Hello.
510.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Do you want to give me your name, your birthday, so Joanne can do your birthday?
Yes, Tasha, 6/14/1975.
Oh, my, we can't even hear you. You sound like you're eating crackle paper. Did you fix your phone?
Yeah, hold on.
Is she in the car?
Hello?
Is Tasha? Hello? Yes, it's Tasha, June 22nd, 1975.
Okay, what was the first name? I couldn't catch it.
Tasha. T-A-S-H-A.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Did you, are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay. I feel like... There's
I was, but I ended it.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I think you're looking for perfect, and perfect doesn't exist. So you need to, you know, start thinking about what you deserve in a non-negotiable list. I do feel like there's a work situation that there's going to be a lot more work. And I feel by the fall, October, November, and December, you're going to meet somebody, but you have to do something. You have to do some inner work before you can make a good choice, because you're a very strong entity, but you can be a little bit stubborn and rigid. So that's why I'm telling you to make a list of what you deserve, so that you make better choices when it comes to your heart. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I'm already doing the inner work
because inner work takes dedication, and
yep.
You have to write, you have to, there's a power from your hand to your brain, so you must get a piece of paper and write down what you deserve in a relationship, and then you must have a non-negotiable list of the type of person, like, you, in order to have a healthy relationship, you got to have trust, respect, and communication, and without those three ingredients, it just doesn't work, okay? So trust is an earned thing. And when respect is gone, there's no going back or no going forward. It's done. It's over. It's fini.
Yep.
So I feel like by the fall, you'll meet somebody and you've got to be a good judge of character and stop repeating and picking the same kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got, Cal?
I already did that.
Oh, I totally did that. You're gonna change your modus operandi, and you're gonna have a tall drink of water, for the fellow. You're gonna meet him in December, and he fills up the doorway. He's a lovely man, and that's what I see. So you it's gonna smack you over the head, and it'll be whirlwind courtship. So there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
And he loves his mama. If he loves his mama, he's going to love you.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Okay.
Oh, there you go, hon. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, guys, we sort of kind of ran out of time tonight, but I invite everybody that we didn't get to call back the next show. Thank you very much. Thank you, Joanne, for joining me. And we'll see everybody in the future. And have a good night, all.
Thank you, Cal.
Good night.
Night.